This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
So many Christians around the world are facing religious persecution. That's why I was encouraged by President Trump's speech at the UN meeting on religious freedom. Vice President Mike Pence introduced the president. That should give you some indication of how serious the current administration takes this issue. A week ago, I interviewed Gary Bauer about the speech on my radio program. You can find out more at his American Values website. Here are just a few of the significant comments by the president. He said the United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government, they come from God. The president added, our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions. He declared with one clear voice that the United States of America calls on the nations of the world to end religious persecution. He also added that protecting religious freedom was one of the highest priorities since it is estimated that 11 Christians are killed every day for following the teachings of Christ. He explained that the U.S. was forming a coalition of U.S. businesses for the protection of religious freedom, and he ended by asking every nation to join in this urgent moral duty. He added, we ask the governments of the world to honor the eternal right of every person to follow their conscience, live by their faith, and give glory to God. The United States has a vital role in this critical mission. Perhaps you can see why I thought this was an important speech that was nearly ignored by the mainstream media. In fact, one CNN headline dismissed the speech by pointing out that his speech kept him from attending the UN climate summit that day. We must pray for the persecuted church, and we should support any leader that focuses our attention on the plight of Christians around the world. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For more information about issues covered on Viewpoints, visit pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.